KC2NVM monitoring.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, good morning.
All right. Good morning, Mr. KC2NVM. I had logged in and I had seen two EchoLink connections there, so I figured, okay, well, that's one of them. All right. Good morning, sir. Happy Friday.
Definitely happy Friday. Be nice to get this work day over with and then proceed to anything. Got a few things going on at the house. Zoe did, in fact, go to school yesterday. Nobody made fun of her. She was like, yeah, nobody made fun of me. I'm like, what do you expect? Did it stick on you?
Did you say that is a school team, or is that a not part of the school team? And there was a deer just bedding down on the side of the road. I'm going to guess that it was hit. So if you're coming up before Holy Mother of Rosary, a little bit before there where that guardrail is on the side, I guess there's a lot of these guardrails now, but a little bit before you get the Holy Mother of Rosary, it looks like there's a deer bedding down on the side of the road, in case it gets the energy to get up and move, just be watchful for that. But yeah, going back to the, did you say that was a school function or is that an outside of school function?
Outside of school, wrestling is a winter sport, so she's involved in off-season wrestling practice, and that's where the original injury took place, but now she's kind of, not skittish, but she's not going back until she's properly healed.
Okay, yeah, the only thing I was thinking about that was that, you know, she's got friends in that team that she would see at school the next day or, you know, kind of watching out for her or, you know, checking in on her kind of thing. That's all.
Yeah, the only bad part is, like, it's everyone that wrestles with her is usually from a different school. There might be one or two girls, but they're older. Zoe is definitely the only eighth grader on the wrestling team. So she is the baby of the team.
Well, maybe next year if she sticks with it, she won't be, and that cycle will move on. And, yeah, then she can support the other ones coming up. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that she's on the mend then, I guess.
And then they're off to school today for Superintendent's Day or something. And then my wife was saying, yeah, she's even off on Monday. So that's odd.
Is that, what do they call it now? Is that Indigenous Peoples Day?
Maybe. I've heard that term, but not in my house lately. I'm not sure. I didn't look at the calendar to see why they have off. But don't give a day off for anything nowadays.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that's Columbus Day should be coming up soon. And I believe it's probably this weekend. So that would make sense. I could be completely wrong, but I think that's probably what it is.
Columbus Day, I do believe that is the day.
So did you change anything on your side so that this EchoLink connection is now working, or I wonder if Ross changed something on his?
I made zero changes to my setup. That's about it, nothing.
Okay. If Ross pops in here before we get to work, he can give us an update if there is one. I know yesterday he was noticing when looking at his Supermon, which is the web dashboard of his nose, that the time was out of sync. I forget how many hours it was, but it was like sometime in the afternoon during our work day yesterday that his node was reporting that it was 8 a.m. So it was clearly incorrect. I don't know what was up with that. I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
I'm on Broadway, and I don't see any theater yet. And people drive like able doing the speed limit, and they're passing me on the inside just to cut over when the lane narrows.
Yeah, it was a few hundred feet, 500 feet maybe, before you got to Holy Mother Rosary on the right-hand side. Yeah, it was sitting there. It had its head up, looking back, which is really weird. So I want to say it was probably injured. But there's not really a lot I could do about that as I'm traveling to work here.
Yeah, I haven't seen that deer yet. Probably vacated.
So anyway, talking about all these radio problems and that, I was going to connect in with DMR the other day, and it didn't work. So I defaulted back to DVSwitch, which seems to be somewhat reliable. There's Bluetooth issues with the truck. That's a different topic. I went to play with it some more last night, and it seems that my All-Star to DMR bridge is unidirectional for some reason. I can transmit from All-Star to DMR, but I can't go DMR to All-Star. And I definitely did not change anything there. Besides, maybe there was an update. The dreaded update that Ross always warns me about. But, I might have to run through that system over the weekend and see what's up with the analog bridge and see if anything changed there so that I can get that back working again. I don't use that too much in the morning here. Something I play with more at home or when I'm out and about myself. So that would be that clear box that you're talking about. It works for DMR, but it's the analog bridge that seems to have an issue right now. I did try just a general reboot, and that didn't fix it. But we'll see. We'll see. What else is going on? I think there's a craft show this weekend. I don't know if you and your wife are interested. Is that the one that's out? It used to be the Letchworth one. I think that's this weekend. But it's not in Letchworth anymore. I think it's over in maybe Perry, something like that.
I don't know. I'll have to do a little bit of research. Because I think going to a craft show may do her some good. But Tron opens up tonight, so I might have to drag the family to go see Tron.
Now, is this a remake of the original? I think I had the last time or one of the last couple times I was in the theater, I did see an advertisement for that. And as it's playing on the screen, I'm like, this looks like Tron. And not that I really got into it, but it's definitely very recognizable. And it was, but I don't know if I gathered whether it was a remake, a sequel, a prequel, or whatnot.
Well, a few years ago, they came out with Tron Legacy, which was a continuation where Kevin Flynn gets trapped in the grid, and his son ends up coming into the grid and wreaking havoc, and wackiness ensues, and now Tron Ares is a continuation of that, but I guess without the sun. And Jeff Bridges is in it, and I don't know if where in the story this particular fits, other than now the Tron army comes out into the real world. So it's probably afterwards of Tron Legacy, so it'll be a third starting of a trilogy.
Okay. If I watch that, I'd have to go back to the beginning and just start over. That's what I would have to do. Trying to remember. Oh, it wasn't Tron. It was completely different. Lynn, I think Lynn likes, wasn't Tron. Oh, another, you know, I guess late 80s. Right, that'd be about late 80s? I can't think early 90s movie. Anyway, there's another movie that's supposed to be opening up right now. But Leonardo DiCaprio, the Battle of something. It's getting good reviews. I think it's got Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn. What's that Del Toro guy, whatever his name is? Del Toro. Yeah, it's got a decent cast, and like I said, it's getting really good reviews. I know she was mentioning if we had time to squeeze that in.
I'm unfamiliar. I'm out of the loop in movies lately. Ever since Apple kind of got rid of their Apple Trailers website, I stopped going weekly and looking to see what movies are coming out. And I've been a little busy, so I have been not paying attention to movies other than everywhere you turn on the computer, they're pouring out Tron. And some people are saying it's one of the worst movies ever made. All I got for that transmission was a slow hum for whoever transmitted the lad just now.
Yeah, I don't know if that was Brad or Ross, but yeah, no audio was coming through. We were just hearing, and I'm going to guess Brad. All we could hear was the power supply buzz in the background. No other audio made it through. That's too bad. Yeah, I'm gonna guess that's you, Brad. Something's amiss. I'm not sure what that is. This is K2PCB, and I know we're getting close here anyway. But unfortunately, yeah, that didn't work. Yeah, I checked both sides. Unless your PL is not on at all. No, well, it's no. I think the CTE CSS is working because you're opening the squelch. There's no audio. Very peculiar. But it's 6:45, so I'm gonna have to run. And yeah, if that's you, Brad, check your system over. Make sure something's not going wrong there, and we'll have to catch up with you later. This is K2PCB. I'll talk to you guys later.